Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here. We're live in studio, and I want to start off with a couple shout-outs of the master facilitators, and then we're going to turn this all in. Number one, our buddy Jeff Rowland, who's one of the first people to sign up in the master facilitators community. Behind me, I have my brand new events coordinator and business development, Crystal. We have so many great MFers coming together, and we're talking about master facilitators, not a lot of the MFers that you think of construction. And that's the gooey middle that we're going to talk about with our buddy Scott today. So my main message here in studio is this, Tribe. We're going to start by a statement of Jeff and I in all our pre-interviews. The overarching theme is the silos of data and construction. And did you know that farm silos and modern construction companies both took shape in the late 1800s? That's a little bit ago, right? And so the whole industry is siloed and fragmented. We all know that. We've done 300 podcasts and shared stories together over the years. And multiple companies, construction divisions, trades, and specialists on a single project. We're one of those day-to-day doing windows and doors as MFers putting that together, the master facilitators of windows and doors within the art of construction. And even within a single contractor, you have multiple functions and teams with MFers everywhere. So the industry is defined by fragmentation, which creates frustration when it comes to construction technology. And it's complicated. And we've talked about that over and over again. And that's what's really been kind of my therapy and the people that I've connected with is to say, we have to welcome and run to hard to put this stuff together. And then we have this whole tech industry, the bros, the tech bros that are just telling you everything that you want to hear, right? And that design serves the industry that's so disconnected in these silos without an aggregate view of the whole. So applications were developed to serve and point these problems in the industry for these specifications, specializations, whatever word you want to say, but it's so fragmented and siloed. So now the industry is facing this software bloat, and these tools create more and lead to scattered data and make it hard to make these decisions. We all raise our hand and say, our mission here is to break down these silos and help simplify and streamline and standardize this stuff. So the digital transformation is hard, but the only way around this thing is straight on through it. And it's a necessity to stay in the game moving forward. And so what we're going to talk about with Scott today is that you need to have an open build platform. That's easy to say, but really hard with our tech bros in the middle screwing this up every day. So how do you build trust and openly share this stuff? So how this is going to benefit you is that Scott is going to share his story of what led him to Runding, which helps you and their leaders by construction, for construction, and they're going to help us turn this chaos into clarity and talk about this, how they're turning many options and they're growing and crushing it out there every day. So you don't have the data in a single place with siloed access. That's impossible. There's no silver bullet that's going to do that for you. So these SaaS software built specific functions that don't talk to each other, they're helping us with that and start with where you are and, more importantly, your business. So hopefully this is something that really hits home, that really has hit home to me as I've got to know Scott. And at the end of the day, you need to control your innovation roadmap, not someone else's, because especially contractors are just that. We're special. And there is no one-size-fits-all. So don't turn your data over to the tech bros. And again, referral shout-out to Jeff Rowland, who made this connection, and all of the MFers working together. And there's so many perspectives here that I'm going to run through my top 10 of all the stuff Scott and I ran through. And then we're going to get in to know his story and have as much fun as possible. So number one, we all have software fatigue. Number two, we're all frustrated with the tech bros. Number three, Microsoft and or Google, pick one or both and figure out how to make them work in your business. Number four, you better have a spoke and a wheel concept and make your uniques come together and really understand your uniques when you're getting the right help. Number five, You better understand your data flows around this. Number six, nobody gives a shit about you in Contech. They care about your data, and you better understand this data migration world. Number seven, you need to know and trust your data. Number eight, there's limitations with all of it, and you better figure out that around different proprietary platforms. I said it 1,000 times, I'll keep saying it again, so that we all understand and join the MF or computer. Number nine, no silver bullet. You better braid your own unicorn's hair. And number 10, we have a group for that called the MFers to do just that. The Art of Construction Master Facilitators Community. Scott, what an honor to have you in studio here today. We send this global megaphone out all over the world, and ironically, through our buddy Jeff Rowland in Napa Valley, through all the WDOC meetups, we happen you're 5 miles away from us, living here in Denver, Colorado. It's an honor to have you in the studio today. Let's start off by getting to know you through the speed round that people listen regularly. Scott, full name, where you were born, and what's your favorite beverage?
Scott Averett, born in Colorado Springs, just down the road, raised in the Northeast. Favorite beverage is it's a unique one. It's a tongue twister, but some of you may have heard of it. It's called the Caipirinha, and that's a Brazilian cocktail, kind of like a mojito, but it's made out of cachaça, which is like a Brazilian sugar cane.
Well, you're just starting right off. Yeah. I've already heard two words I need to hear 7 more times to hear the first time, so I'll go back and listen to that, because what was the drink again?
Caipirinha.
I'm not even going to try to say that back, but I'm going to listen and I'm going to learn from that. So it's a twist on a mojito.
Yeah, it's the Brazilian mojito, and it's delicious.
So what's different that from a regular mojito?
So it doesn't have the mint. It's got lots of cachaça, which is like the rum equivalent in Brazil, sugar, and a ton of lime, and a little soda to top it off. And
all right. Well, in our first MFR meetup, you and I are going to have to make one, and we'll have to put that together. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Well, I'm just going to hang on the Brazilian theme, and you know, I got to spend some time living down there, and Brazil's incredibly exotic and diverse and so much to do.
Give us one story from that.
So I got lost in the Amazon jungle and ended up kind of going up the Amazon River, and we didn't know which direction we were going. We left we were taking a hike, and we kind of left the main group. And so we traipsed through miles of jungle, and we were scared to death. We thought we were, you know, going to get eaten alive by the jaguars. And we ended up encountering a village, and the villagers took us in, and we ended up getting communication with some help in a truck to take us to a town where we got a place to stay. So,
well, yeah, there's a definition of getting off the beaten path. Yeah. Tell us what you like.
There might have been a couple caipirinhas involved in that, in getting lost.
Oh, I see how it all comes together now. Yeah. Well, what do you like to do outside of construction that we're going to talk about breaking down these silos that we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah, I like traveling. So, you could tell I'm a bit of an adventurer. I like world travel. I was an expat in Asia, lived in Hong Kong in my former life as a contractor with Johnson Controls. And I just love travel. My wife and I, we can't wait until our kids are off to college, and we'll be spending part of the year working remotely and traveling in different places. And the amazing thing is, this tech-enabled world, we can have that freedom. It's an incredible thing.
All right. Well, let's get this baby going. So what is your story that led you to being the CEO at Runding Corporation?
So I'm not an IT professional, and I'm definitely not a tech bro. In fact, we're trying to disrupt the tech industry that serves construction. And I think a lot of that vision around disruption comes from my own experience in the contracting world. I spent about 20 years with a couple of big contractors doing energy infrastructure work, I was with Johnson Controls. They're the 800-pound gorilla in the space. Great company. And then I was with Energy Systems Group, a company, great, another great company out of Evansville, Indiana. So I started in sales, led teams, and was an operator, led regions. And the common theme throughout those 20 years was fragmentation. And every contractor faces this. Like you were talking about earlier, you nailed it, Devin, when you talk about silos. And you're right, it is no coincidence that modern construction and farm silos were both created in the 1880s. The industry siloed. I could never get to the data. I suffered with disconnected processes, manual workflows. You have the best software in the industry for CRM tools, for estimating, for operations workflows, but none of it's connected. I'd have a whole back office forklifting forms and data across the whole process, and no view of the connected whole at the enterprise level. Everybody faces this challenge, so I started working with Runding and with one of my contractors, and they had a totally refreshing approach to solving this problem in a totally anti-Silicon Valley, anti-tech bro way. And that inspired me to join them as an advisor. And then the owner's got an incredible vision of where the industry's going in this post-platform world. And we're going to talk about that hopefully a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, we are entering into a post-platform world with a need to transcend the specific line of business application, the fancy tech bro app, and bring it all together with the end in mind. So, you know, we're aligned, the owner and I, on where we need to take the industry into a post-platform world. So that inspired me to take their offer up to join them as CEO a little over a year ago. And I'm having the time of my life. Like, just we're the disruptor revolutionaries in this really, really big space, this really, really messy, giant market. And I don't think anybody else is approaching it the way we are. So that's where I've been, and that's what led me to where I am today and what's driving me to a better tomorrow for contractors.
Oh, man, I'm so jazzed. You know, as you and I have been talking, we did multiple kind of pre-interviews of, you know, we didn't want to rush to record this podcast because relationships are earned, not given. And we talked a lot about how the evolution of the Global Megaphone podcast of The Art of Construction and the tribal knowledge that you have to bring to the table to make this meaningful change. And you and I just really related about the master facilitators together, because the industry's so frustrated about technology that doesn't work, but we all know that's what's going to break through the ceiling and how fast this stuff is changing. So we're in this really cool time that comes together to where you were in construction, learn by doing in construction, to then say, okay, I'm going to really help make meaningful change in construction through the construction technology world. And that's what we're going to unpack today, right?
Awesome.
Awesome. So let's do that, starting by, give us a little overview about what is Runding so we can understand your engine behind that you're serving as the CEO of that company.
So we, you know, our mission's pretty simple. It's in our tagline, your project simplified. That's our mantra. It's a messy world out there, and we want to simplify the universe for contractors and in the construction industry as a whole. We help construction companies run better businesses, and we do this by, there's really three things. We simplify your projects, simplified by eliminating the silos that we've talked about, help create visibility and more lean execution. We streamline. You know, we try to take the world as it is. If we can help a client leverage tools that they already have, we do that. You know, we want them to capitalize on their whatever investments they've already made, but at the same time, we help them do what we call rationalize by eliminating what they don't need and saving money by eliminating that software bloat that you were talking about. There's just too many tools. And then the third piece is standardized. So we start our client journey with kind of their current business, their process. It's not about software. It's about the process and the data flow. So we help standardize by aligning people, process, and tools to help generate higher levels of efficiency and better customer outcomes. So, you know, that was kind of a lot, but we try to just
It's so needed, though. This is where you have to slow down to move fast on this stuff. And I think about our executive director of the Art of Construction, Matt McMullen, and the first podcast him and I ever recorded together is it kind of makes me think about how all of the reverse engineering and train the trainer of Crystal McCartan coming in, of we have so many exciting things in the work with her Art of Spirits to bring into the Art of Construction, and we're working on all kinds of cool stuff together. And I sell that story. It's just like my passion of golf and Matt McMullen before we were at Bandon Dunes, and he said, Devin, we got to find a way to eliminate the Muda. And he had already, and I was like, I know what you mean by that. And I didn't know what Muda meant. Muda is like waste, and it's this whole lean thinking of all this stuff. 3 years before that, he had come in and he said, I said, come be a general manager in Mountain View for a year from a total outside perspectives of breaking down these silos. He's a licensed architect in 5 states. And I said, come in and help me understand how to eliminate the Muda. I think it was like show 83. We'll put it in the show notes, titled Eliminate the Muda. And he said, you got to make a continuum of care and a process that understands how to eliminate the waste. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, a continuum of care. And I'm like, I still don't get it. And why I'm saying that is you have to get your internal team and your uniques to match up to streamline, simplify, and standardize. But if I don't come to Runding with my own streamline, simplify, and standardize, we came up with what we call the customer care wheel that now is training and all this stuff of just saying, what are the 3 to 7 less is more steps that help your business work within the Art of Construction. Yeah. And that's one of the things you and I have really been talking about of like, if you're going to do that, it's easy to say, it's hard to actually do.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working hard on and challenging each other. And so give us the quick elevator pitch of Runding, who is the engine behind this thing. And then we're going to get into having as much fun as possible.
Yeah. Just building on, you know, to riff on the, you know, the Japanese are the best at continuous improvement. It's all about Kaizen, this idea of continuous improvement. And that's we're the continuous improvement partner. So, but to do it right, you've got to, and I love your steps for your customer care wheel. That's exactly where we start with clients. We don't talk about technology in our first workshops with clients. We start with their customer care.
You mean if you don't have the steps of the business, technology can't help?
Yeah,
I mean, it's so obvious, but this world is like, well, just I'm not gonna. My business is screwed up. Have technology fix it.
And that's the problem. They go to the shiny object, and the tech bros are really, really good at selling the shiny object and the demo, but the demo and the shiny only are solving one point problem within one function of a construction company. We elevate above that to the Kaizen level. And we start with the end-to-end process, and you know, from a deal in the pipeline all the way through an asset placed in service, what's that whole continuum? And the software industry doesn't speak that language. They're 100%. Focused on the shiny within a specific point application,
part of the whole, and then there's all these parts that don't talk to each other.
The industry is like they're organized vertically. And we're disrupting that by operating horizontally across that wheel, across
same with actual construction of the horizontals, the infrastructure to put the cherry on top, the vertical building. It's the same thing.
That's right.
And Ryan Lee, who has mapped out, we did a whole deep dive series with 4 podcasts of like, we have to meet the contractors, most importantly, the builders and the affiliates where they are, and understand how construction technology fits into construction. And there are 2 different processes of you got to have your process, knowing construction, you're only as good as your last project, to be better and proactively move system-built construction forward. So I just turned 45 the other day. I've spent 25 years in supply chain. I'm now looking to spend 25 years more in supply chain of like how to build better buildings. And I spent the first 25 saying, I want to find this one platform that does it all. And now I'm the anti one platform. And I think that's where you and I relate to say, we do know we need to have some kind of universal platform. But how do we do that as you and I are similar points? Have we spent 25 years in the business? Now we're trying to spend the next 25 years on the business to lead this thing. How do we know we need a universal platform, but how do we do that, Scott?
Yeah, that's a great segue. So it goes back to that concept of the horizontal end-to-end and not a vertical approach. The vertical tools, the proprietary tech bro tools, and I'll leave out names to protect the innocent, but most of you know who I'm talking about. They start out in estimating or project workflows, project automation or ERP in a vertical silo, and they are all trying to position themselves to operate at the horizontal level and be the connective tissue.
Totally.
The problem is they, like you said earlier, you nailed it. Your data is more important than you are as a customer. They want your data. And these are all SaaS-based models where the tech bros are hosting your data. You don't have control. It's expensive. It's proprietary. So the only way out of this pickle is to leverage the universal platform. And you really only have two options in the industry. If you're a smaller contractor, a lot of them use Google as their kind of operating suite.
Yeah.
And those tools are low code, no code. If you're a smaller contractor, you might be using Google, but the more common answer to the equation is Microsoft.
And therein lies where you and I are totally locked hand in hand, but we can unpack all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to send this to a lot of people that are like, oh, Devin, I'm just going to go back to my Google, or oh, Devin, I'm just going to use this instead of trying to use the Art of Construction Microsoft way, because we have authentication that is sometimes hard to get inside of the tent.
Yeah.
But our intellectual property is a big deal, right?
Yeah. It is all about being inside the tent. So it's all about what we call the Microsoft tenant. It's your tenant environment. You own the data. So we're not SaaS. We work to extend and enrich whatever you're already doing in Microsoft. Microsoft is highly interoperable. You've already, you know, you're using Teams every day. You're using SharePoint. You're using Outlook. So we extend those workflows from the job setup all the way through the integration into whatever financial system. It just flows because it's so interoperable. And Microsoft's got these low-code, no-code tools within what we call the Power Platform. We take a blend of Power Automate, Power Platform tools, and Power BI is the cherry on the cake to get the data visualization. It's about our 20 years of contractor and construction business logic. We bring that business logic.
That's such gold. Like, that's the part I struggle with when I, you know, I get just inundated with people wanting me to have tech bros on the podcast. And if you can tell, I'm kind of anti that, right? Yeah. And that's why I was super excited and honored to have you and Runding be part of the MFers, is because we've actually living it. And so the first 100 episodes, we said contractors and architects, and I realized you can't say contractors because now you're talking about the contract, which is actually the necessity of moving a project forward, but it's the builders and affiliates who execute that contract. And so we have to figure out how to have our tech bros be different silos feeding into our data and our projects and the people who are actually doing the work versus the contract robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's what I believe has happened. Yep. And the tenants don't have enough time to manage the IT part because they're just barely trying to get the project done. And then you get frustrated and you say, screw this industry, or the contract and the tech bros just eat your lunch. And then now they're all just mass consolidation of buying out all those people. But that's going to be an interesting twist. I think there still needs to be a lot of us that actually are contractor heavy and tech light.
I totally agree with you. It's all about, for us, it's all about the customer. The contract is like that that mechanism that drives everything from the contract setup through job cost, through rate tables. All this stuff needs to be horizontal. It needs to all be connected from inception through closeout. And that's where we enable that continuum. And we do it with a universal platform. Leverage tools you already have if we can. Eliminate what you don't need. Bring it all together. Help you drive a better order to cash cycle. Help you get the mood out of the system. And help you drive a better outcome in terms of get that job in under budget and ahead of schedule and create a happy customer. That's what it's really all about. I mean, all this stuff's complicated, but in the end, it's really simple. You've got a project, you got a customer, and you got to set that project up for that customer and get it built. It's as simple as that.
I love it.
So,
and you also, when we were getting to know each other, you kept highlighting of like, you got to meet them where they are. And them is that part of one of my mentors, Bob Haynes, who's my sales director out of our Grand Junction location, said, Devin, sales management's real simple. You just got to answer the question three ways. Is it good for you? Is it good for the customer? And is it good for the company? And if it's a yes to all three of them, go. And so I've always lived that, and that's if you think about it that way. So you and I both aligned with Microsoft, and the call to action from this is going to be, if you're saying, I want to control my data and my tenant, wherever I'm at, this is where we can meet up and help each other, because that's where you had said, we just meet the client where they are. And mean more specifically is, who's the person you're talking to? What company do they represent? And what type of customers are they trying to serve, right?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it just boils down to, how do we accelerate the flywheel or the customer care continuum, get the waste out of the system? And you usually start with one problem to solve first. We take what we like to say is, our approach is practical. And it's incremental. You can't optimize your whole customer care wheel in 2 months. It's a journey. So 100%. We build that roadmap and map it out with a client. And sometimes it starts with, I just need to better connect my bill of materials to my ERP system. I'm like very tactical, yeah, right now.
Well, once you get sections 1 through 8 or 3 to 7 or whatever your kiss, then you say, okay, what is my biggest pain and fix it? How do you eat the elephant one bite at a time? All these sayings we hear in the industry. But then when you go task to do it, you run out of time to be proactive. So you just react to the biggest
problems. You're working in the business rather than on the business. And our mantra is, help clients look at that enterprise end to end, work on the business, and all these little tactical things, whether it's like automating a bill of materials into your ERP, automating your job setup so you're not setting up that same job 5 times throughout the end to end. All that, where's all that going? Ultimately, you got to get your data structured and federated. AI's coming. The contractors that embrace it and get that digital edge, they're the ones that are going to win into 2030 and beyond. So the data is gold. The data can't sit in silos. It can't sit in disparate tech bro SaaS applications. It's got to get...
And that's the big risk of all your data living in someone else's. They're now compiling all that stuff for them.
That's right.
To eliminate you.
That's right.
And now they're trying to figure out the big engines that I cut my teeth in. I'm not going to say names, but they just keep consolidating and call me every week to buy my window and door company. I say, no, we're different than that. Like, we're not looking to just be consolidated into a master system. And I think there's a lot of us that there's going to be this divergence of all this convergence that's happening in this industry right now.
Data is the new gold for the construction
trades. And people have been
trades.
Saying that forever, but there wasn't a way to harness it. Now
that's
it's
right.
Really being harnessed.
And that's only been possible in the last 3 or 4 years with this concept of the universal platform. So, we're evangelists for customers owning their data and leveraging it for better decision-making, better outcomes, to move faster, more efficiently, and with better customer outcomes. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, so excited where this is going. A few bullet points I want to highlight on as we work on this conversation to light the fire for people to get involved with us through Runding on the Microsoft platform and how we can better create tools around that. What are the biggest risks of going with an out-of-the-box software?
The data. So, you know, chances are it's a SaaS model, and the tech bros want your data, and you're not in control of the data. And then, you know, it's going to be a higher long-term cost of ownership. And when you want to, I hear this all the time, and I'm going to leave out the names to protect the innocent, but extending those platforms and connecting them and driving that connective tissue is just, it's just really hard, and it takes a lot of time. And the proprietary platforms just aren't built to be extensible and scalable in the way that Microsoft is.
Totally agree. What are some of the best Microsoft tools or low-hanging fruit that you'd say the MFers should be integrating today?
Well, I think I think we bring the right platform within Microsoft. We call it Open Build, and it's this open architecture, open framework kind of concept that we're driving. It was kind of like the open source revolution that came in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Open architecture for the built environment. We call it Open Build, and it's got all the business logic. That's the real value that we bring, is that business logic. We know job costs better than anybody. We do it for Disney when they build a theme park. We do it for Clark Construction. We do it for, you know, a lot of big names out there. And we just know job costs, but it's all about the business logic and the know-how in driving cost accounting, but doing it in a way that's more open within our Open Build platform. And it's a lot more than just job cost. It's everything across the whole construction continuum to automate your back office, get your data connected and federated so that ultimately you could drive AI.
Some great examples when you say Clark or Disney. You know, how can you guys, what's the advice you'd give people listening to this? How can they best fast track and the team get going with what you guys offer?
Check out our book, 7 Pillars for Contractor Efficiency. These are the hard won war stories and lessons in the field. And this is all about the end to end. This is all about the customer care wheel. The 7 pillars encompass everything from financial oversight and transparency, process efficiency, labor efficiency, labor management, job costing, estimating excellence, material and asset management, driving a culture of safety, all the things you need to do to run a better business. That's where it starts. Like, it's not about tools. It's about you.
And those pillars are like critical to being involved in construction, but how do you use technology to actually move those forward, right?
Exactly. And I would say pick a pillar. Check out our book, runding.com/7pillars, the number 7, runding.com/7pillars.
We'll make sure to put a link in the show notes so you can easily grab that VIP kit that they've put together through the Art of Construction. And Scott and I have a bunch of exciting stuff we're working on to move this forward with what Runding's done. Is, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have enough time or money to do this all ourselves. So you're crazy to go say, I'm going to take a tech bro and start from scratch, and we're going to go beat Microsoft and we're going to beat construction. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I see it every day. I raise my hand and say, I've kind of tried to do that myself. And you idiot, go align with the right people that do what they do really well and break through the ceiling together. That's what we're trying to do on the Art of Construction Mass Facilitators platform. I'm going to give a quick story on yesterday, and then I'm going to turn it over to our final question that we always ask is, I won't say names because you're going to, I'm going to challenge this person to put it into the Master Facilitators community. That's one of her to-dos. And yesterday we were talking, and I got this birthday gift that was really special. And it was, I called this person. I want to get something that we've never had before to really help understand that what you're doing is meaningful and how you're putting it together. And you've put in this 10,000 hours of drinking a lot of bourbon. Then you put in the time of understanding the stuff you're drinking. You should understand what you're putting in your body and realizing how the science, and you better not do it to where you blow yourself up, and figure out what you do well. And it's getting the right coaching to train the trainer, or I like to say reverse mentorship in construction is a big deal. And so this person's going to share the story in the bottle that I shared the story with my wife last night. And she was like, oh man, what a cool story. She's like, I said, well, I'm going to take this bottle to my 16th annual Guys Golf Week, and that have helped me build the Turkey Toe Retreat. And she goes, I have to try it first. And this is my wife, who doesn't typically, like, I'm always some crazy story and doing this. And she's like, well, I got to try it first. I said, well, I can't cork it because I don't want it to spill. And she's like, well, you better figure that out. And I said, well, then what if we drink the whole bottle? And I learned, well, we better leave enough in the bottle for everyone to drink. And then this person said, bourbon's meant to be drank. And so I'll leave a few cliff notes of that, of this person, to tie the story together, because we had our first event yesterday, and I just saw this email today that was a clear call to action. And we're closing this podcast out of, like, I always say, if you confuse, you lose. And I learned that from Donald Miller on the Story Brand, when you put all this stuff together. So we're going to try to not confuse if you lose. My call to action, then we're going to close this out for the future of construction from Scott's point of view of, my future of construction is sign up with Microsoft and join the Master Facilitators community. I'm going to leave it at that, because people think Devin's just here to sell something, but this is actually not Devin. This is the art of construction that I'm going to be signing up with my company, just like others, to put this together. So, Scott, what is your crystal ball when it comes to the future of technology and construction?
Yeah, that, man, I think about that all the time. You know, a lot of it's this post-platform world. I think we're entering into a world that transcends the proprietary line of business applications, because the data's gold, the data's got to get federated. I don't think the future's about AI. It's not about AI is another shiny widget. It's about back to the seven pillars of running a better business, and what are the practical things that you need to do to be more efficient. Start there, and then bring AI and automation to that, to the pillar in your business. So it, you know, AI, it's kind of like everybody's intrigued, but it's not about AI, just like it was never about SaaS software. It's all about, like, your pillars in your business. You're getting Muda out of the wheel and driving the end to end. So, and the real shift really is this move to beyond software silos, and all the proprietary applications are trying to get on the game. They're trying to be the all-in-one. They want your data, but you hand the keys over to them and you're going to have a mediocre result, because nobody does all things well. Do a hub and spoke. Embrace a post-platform world with Microsoft and build out a hub and spoke strategy. And that's all possible now. And you're going to be empowered, liberated, and enabled to do it right. And you're going to own the data, and you're going to drive your back office efficiency. You're going to drive your seven pillars and your customer wheel like you've never seen before. That's our future.
Oh, I love that. It makes me think about, maybe we should talk about doing a deep dive of seven podcasts of each pillar, because you have to break this stuff out. I think about the four podcasts we did deep dive with Ryan Lee of building an IT house, or the five podcasts we did about the five stages of entrepreneurship. Wherever you want to lead or lead others or learn from others, you better figure out how to take a deep dive into that. And if you're really going to lead the art of construction, you better understand the seven pillars of success so that you can run a successful business. I love what you guys are doing and how you've mapped that out. What is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
It's never about the software. It's always about your customers, your people, and your process. Like, start there. Get the right people on. I've always been a people first leader. You want to grow your business, get the best people. So, you know, that it's never about software. It's about people at the end of the day. tools are just a way to enable people to unite around common processes. So get out and hire the best. You know, that's what any of the great business leaders out there do. They get the best, and that's what we're doing at Runding. Like we don't compromise on getting the best people, and we all got to have a shared objective around the customer and making their lives better. So that's what I would do. You want to grow your business, it's all about people.
Awesome. Well, we're honored to be in the people business with you and great people at the Art of Construction Master Facilitators. Scott, what an honor. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Thanks, Devin and team. Love what you're doing. Love AOC, and honored to be a part of this today.
Awesome. Crush it out there, tribe.